Amen.
Hallelujah. Honor your father and mother. I look back on my mom and dad, and I miss my dad. Many years ago he died, and my mom's still living. 95. And doing well. I told her, I said, Mom, I'll die before you do. You're in better health than I am. She said, no. No, you can't do that. I said, yeah, but I remember when Dad, who had been in the service, was sick and getting worse. And there were times that before they moved several places, but they moved in with us. And when Dad was facing death, he used to hear music. And the old church building, which sat over from where we live, and he said, who's over in the church? I hear music. And my wife would say, there's nobody over there. I've never heard music like that. And then when they moved into a mobile home, he could see the mountains, and he'd say, oh, look at the angels coming down over the mountains, and he'd see things. And so as he faced death, he called me in one day, and he says, Bob, I said, yeah, Dad. He says, I want you to go before the church, and I want you to have them stand on Sunday morning, and I want you to have them pray together that God will take me. I said, Dad, I can't do that. I said, I'm going to go and have the church pray that God kills you. And, of course, he didn't take that too well, but anyhow. He said, no, I want you to promise that you will have the church stand and pray that God takes me. He said, I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I need to go home to be with the Lord. And I said, well, God, I said, Dad, I don't want to disobey you, but I said, I can't do that. He said, well, I want you to do that. I said, God, how do I honor my father if I do this? I was in a dilemma, and you know what? That week, it kept getting worse. And it was Sunday morning, before church, about 3 a.m, I got a call. My mom says, Bob, you need to get out here. Dad's dying, and you need to be here. Threw some clothes on, jumped in the car, walked and drove about 3 miles to where they lived. And as I walked in the door, Dad took his last breath. And he went home to be with Jesus Christ, a man of God. And we walked in. The paramedics were there. The paramedics looked at me and they said, should we resuscitate him? I looked at Mom. I looked at them. And I said, no, he wanted to go to be with Jesus. Let him rest. I went to church that morning. I didn't have to have the congregation stand and pray that God would take him. And I said, thank you, Lord. And although my heart was divided, I said, I don't want to quench the moving of the Holy Spirit by spewing out my condition. So I just held everything in. We had service. Nobody knew anything happened until after the service. When it was right at the end, I had everybody stand. And I says, I need prayer. My dad passed away this morning. God moved, and God honored my father's request and honored my needs because we honored him. Hallelujah. I believe that we need to honor our boss at work. God says, let as many bondservants or employees, as are under the yoke, count their own masters worthy of all honor. Why? So that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. So we need to learn to honor our bosses. We need to honor God in our home. I believe we need to honor our wives. Honor your father and your mother. Nevertheless, let each of you, one of you in particular, so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects and honors her husband. 1 Peter chapter 3. In the same way, you husbands, give honor to your wives. Treat her with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is an equal partner in God's gift of new life. If you don't treat her as you should, your prayers will not be answered. So there's an honoring of the wife of the husband. There's an honoring of the husband to the wife. We've got to learn that honor is really taught by God's word, but it's worked out in the home. It's worked out in the home. Hallelujah. And lastly, I believe we need to honor our church leaders. 1 Thessalonians 5:13, dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and warn you against all that is wrong. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 17, it says they are worthy of double honor. Those who labor and teach in the word, they're worthy of double honor. And so I said, Lord, I believe the three words that we started with in the body of Christ and in this church, we've got to learn that what God wants is love, He wants unity, and He wants honor. Proverbs chapter 22, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By what? Humility and the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. Hallelujah. Three examples that I want to close with that really depict honor. The one of them is Job. Job honored God. In the midst of his affliction, in the midst of his promptings, his wife says, Job, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? Well, hallelujah. I don't know what much about his wife, but that kind of gives you a little bit of reflection. But you know, I got to go home with my wife, so I got to watch what I say. I have a good wife. The Bible says, "He who marries a wife marries a good thing." My wife's a good thing for me, because between her and God, they keep me straight. Hallelujah. God works on one side, she works on the other side. And I said, God, I am hopelessly bound in between these, you and my wife. And I've got to walk right and spit white, because, man, they're both on either side. But you know, Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. I know my Redeemer lives, and in the last days I shall see him. Hallelujah. He honored God to the very end, and God turned all of the things that he was around and through and brought double out of everything. Why? Because he honored God. He didn't give up on God. He held his integrity and his honor for God. I look at David. David was a man that was ordained, and he was a man that before his time came to step into position was under a man that was very evil and very wicked. Saul tried to kill David so many times, and yet David would not dishonor his wicked king. And even when the time came and he's in the cave and they find him sleeping, and his soldiers, his henchmen said, go get him. Now's your time. Take him out. You have been ordained. You're the man. David went in and he cut the hem of his garment. And when Saul got awake, David said, Saul. And yet his heart smote him because he did that. He had honor even though it was a wicked king. He said, he is my king. He was put in by God. I will honor him. And because David honored King Saul, God honored David. And even so much so that when he fell, God raised him back up and God called him a man after my own heart. But the greatest example of honor is that of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says of Jesus, Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father. And you do dishonor me. Jesus said, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Jesus always honored the Father. He said, I do nothing without the Father. And so I want to close with this and say, honor is something that has got to be reinstated and rebuilt back into the Christian culture. We've got to learn how to love each other and love God. We've got to learn how to walk with God and with each other in unity. And we've got to learn how to build honor back into our families, back into our... Listen, the Christian church is a counterculture to what's going on in the United States right now. Don't let it be contaminated by the culture out there. Let it be built up by the presence of the Spirit in here. Amen? And this morning, I want to just close by saying, I want to honor Brother Luke Weaver and say, man, we go back a long ways, Derry Street. And I remember as kids, a long time before my wife and I were ever married, our parents would come down to Derry Street, our little church up there. I don't know what the name of it was then. I don't know if it was Apostolic Faith or what it was. But we'd get a couple carloads that come down to Derry Street. Things were happening. Things were moving. I remember my wife, you know, she reminded me when we came, she says, we came out here when this was a cornfield. Brother Luke brought out, and we came out and walked. And Brother Luke says, this is where we're going to build the new building. My wife looked and said, but it's a cornfield. Yeah, but we're going. And the vision and the years, I just want to say I appreciate men and women of God who have a vision of God and who walk out in the integrity. And Brother Luke, I want to honor you. I want to honor Pastors Mel and Rosemary and say I thank God for them taking up the mantle. I want to honor the elders. I want to honor the deacons. I want to honor this church. I want to honor you who have been planted in this place by God, because when God takes you out of sin, he plants you in a place that you can grow and flourish. And I want to say, I want to honor this work of the Lord. Why? Because Grace Chapel is not a work of men, although God uses men and women to build it. It is a work of God. It belongs to Jesus Christ. You belong to Jesus Christ. Listen, the church is not the building. The church is not the organization, the denomination, the affiliation. It's not a business with a cross on top. The church is an expression of the Most High God. It's the ingathering of those who have been called out. And I want to say, God, I honor you, and I honor the people and the leadership of this church, and I pray that, God, your blessings will be upon them, and that you will continue to use them to bring growth and change, not only to the community, but to the area, the region, the state, the nation, and the world. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me this morning? I want to honor also those that are involved in ministry. And you know what? God says they're all involved in ministry. They're all involved in ministry. And so I says, oh, God, they are. So good to see Sister Pam from Israel. I just want to honor that lady of God and all that she's been through. Good to see our friends from Florida, Bruce and Marion, and came this morning. And we're here, and I just say, God, I want to honor you with all of my heart. I want to love you with all of my heart. Break the hard-heartedness of our hearts, the walls that we've built up, the prejudices. Break the encrustedness of our hearts, oh God. And help us to have respect and value for other people and for you, Lord God. Break, oh God, down feelings and unforgiveness and hurts. And break, oh God, our hearts. As I preached, and you took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and you blessed them. And you broke them. And you gave them to feed the multitudes. Even so, God, I thank you for this place and for these leaders. And I pray that, Lord God, you will bless us. And that you will break us. And that you will use us to feed. To feed the others that are so desperately hurt in their hearts, lonely, discouraged, hungry, looking for reality. I honor you, God, and I honor these people. They have been faithful, perfect. No, none of us are perfect, but you've placed them here for your glory. And I honor all of these, the Silers, from been such faithful laborers in Africa. God, I will honor them. These truckers who come, the reaching men of God, women of God out on the roads, I want to honor them. And Brother High and the works that he's done through Mexico and Central America and different places around the world, I just want to honor them and say, God, thank you for men and women of God who are willing to be obedient, willing to step out in faith and say, here am I, God, send me. And I pray that, God, you'll break that cultural warp of disdain, disunity, and defiance, and that you'll soften our hearts. And that, Lord God, we will walk softly before you and with each other. I'm here to say that if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, one of the greatest things that you will ever do in all of your life is this morning. Say, God, I open my heart to your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to come back into relationship. I know I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not spiritual enough. I know that I need help. Lord Jesus, I repent and turn to you. And I receive you as the Lord and the Savior of my life. I yield to you my very being. Come in and live your life in me. And take my sins and give me that which I need of your righteousness and holiness. Lord Jesus, I need you. Today is the day of salvation. And don't walk out of this church. If you need prayer, if you need someone to lay hands on you, to anoint you, I want you just to come to the front and let somebody come and minister the love and the life of Jesus Christ, because we're here in the presence of all living God. God will heal your body. God will save your soul. God will change your circumstances. God will raise you up from your discouragement. We have a living God that with him there is nothing that is impossible. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He'll be the same tomorrow. And I just want to encourage you today to take and step out and say, here I am. Lord Jesus, save me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ben. Father, I pray your blessings upon all the men and women in this place. Brother Luke, God bless you, man. God bless you for your vision, for your obedience to the high calling of God. The high calling of your day is not quite come to the place. But like Paul,
I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished the course. Your course is not quite finished. But I thank God for the fight that you have fought and for the faith that you have kept. And I pray, God, that you will bless him until the day that it is your time. In the meantime, use him. Continue to use him as you did in the days of old, restoring, quickening, and anointing. For he is a man of integrity, and I pray your blessings upon him, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless Pastors Mel and Rosemary, and the work of God, the elders, the deacons, and the people of this congregation, and the ministry that's here from all over. I pray your blessings upon them. And I pray that all of us, you will learn how to break us, so that breaking is the instrument of multiplication. As you bless us and break us and give us out, and we stand before you this morning as Isaiah, when we hear the word of the Lord, who will go for us? And we hear that echo back from Isaiah, and it is our words also, here am I, Lord. Use me. Amen. Could we just say that this morning? Here am I, Lord. Use me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.